Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Right now, let me get to my guest. She is Jean Evans. I don't want to keep her on hold. She's a big deal. She's the executive director of the Missouri Republican Party. Jean, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, I heard your clip from the so-called impeachment hearings yesterday. I have to tell you something. I turned on the TV yesterday. We got a new office here in St. Louis. I turned on the TV, and I saw these guys, and they looked like professors from the School of Hogwarts. That's the first thing that went in my mind.
Yeah.
And one of them is a spitting image. I you know, of course, I got a Google and I was looking them up, but I don't know all their names. I'm not a huge Harry Potter person. That was the first thing I thought of, is we've got these authorities from the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft to tell us that the president should be impeached. So
I think it was Professor Noah Feldman's hair that led us to believe that. Yeah, that absolutely it. And with well-rehearsed answers and, you know, some well-rehearsed jokes that didn't go over very well, including the one about the president's son, which was in really bad taste.
You know, and just I watched the clip of her a couple of times because I was really struck by the vindictiveness of her tone. And thinking, you're so excited to deliver this line about a child. What does that say about your character? And I know that's not what the impeachment hearings are about, but it really struck me that there was just a vindictiveness there that doesn't belong in politics. And I know people get angry and upset about politics, but this is a very serious thing. And Turley, who's not – his name Turley? The guy that was the Republican.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan Turley.
Jonathan Turley, who – is no fan of President Trump. He was just telling it like it is. I mean, he didn't vote for him. He wasn't, you know, what we call a true believer or a presidential supporter or any of those things. He just was spelling it out. And I think what he talked about that, quite honestly, I hadn't really pondered was the long-term effects of this and what this does. I mean, we're going to do this every time a president is elected that we don't necessarily agree with, which would be someone of the opposite party. In all cases, it's not good for our country. It's not good now, and it's not good long term. I mean, obviously, they're not getting anything done, and it's created such a divisiveness and a divisive tone. So we'll see. We'll see what Nancy says today, Speaker Pelosi, about what they're going to do. I don't know if they can go back from here because they've gone so far. But I don't know if they can keep going.
That's coming up in about 45 minutes. We'll carry it live to the extent that we can at around 8 o'clock our time, 9 o'clock Eastern. She's supposed to make some sort of a statement regarding the meeting she had yesterday with her fellow Democrats. You're right, though, Jean. Jonathan Turley tried to save the Democrats from themselves yesterday because he said, "You're in dangerous territory here. You're gonna end up with the shortest impeachment process in American history, based on a hearing where no fact witnesses were allowed from the other side. You're going to draw a conclusion based on something that is not an impeachable offense, and that just lowers the bar and means that every president going forward, including the next Democrat who happens to be elected at some point, will face the same challenges. You need to be very careful how you tread here."
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know where they go from here. This is such a disaster. And people really want us to move on. And I understand that there are people. I mean, I talk to Democrats. They think the president's horrible. They think he should be impeached. But they say they haven't made their case. And you can't impeach somebody based on your feelings. You know, like that's not how we run government. I don't feel good about this president, so he should be impeached. That's not how it works. So we'll see. I think it's going to backfire, but we'll see. And I'm excited to tell you some other news about someone from the administration that is coming to Missouri. If you don't mind, can I share that?
I have been promoting that all morning. This is bit of breaking news here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. You got a special guest coming in when in February?
Yeah, February 22nd. So our Lincoln Days will be in Springfield, Missouri this year, 21st and 22nd of February. The 22nd that evening, Kellyanne Conway will be at State Lincoln Days to speak to the true and faithful Republicans of Missouri. And we could not be happier.
As long as she leaves her husband back in Washington. Did you get her to agree to that?
I'm not going to ask her about that. Leave that alone. But I, you know, she's someone I really admire, and she just tells it like it is. I mean, when she was on with Wolf Blitzer that time when he got a little personal, she just keeps giving it back. And I think, you know, people complain about sometimes about the president's tweets or things that he says, but we want a fighter. We want somebody to push back on all this nonsense. And she does it for the president, and she does it for herself. And she's very, very bright. If you listen to her, doesn't matter what they throw at her, she is always ready to debate and present facts and push back on nonsense. So we're super excited. I know the grassroots and all the faithful will have all our statewide officials will be there. It's an annual event. As you know, Mark, I've seen you at these before. And it is in Springfield this year, but she will be there. And pretty soon, in the next, before Christmas, I'll say, we will have a link on our website where folks can sign up and get tickets to come and hear her speak.
Excellent. And you want to give people the website. Is that Missouri GOP?
Yeah, Missouri.GOP.
Okay, good. Missouri.GOP, good.
Yeah, and Missouri Republican Party on Facebook, which we keep updated pretty consistently. There's information there. And you know, and as I mentioned, we've already opened a victory office in St. Louis. You and I have talked about this before. We just got our furniture moved in yesterday, and we're going to have a little holiday party there on the 17th in the evening, and there'll be info on that on our Facebook page. So we are well prepared to hold our congressional district out here in CD2. We're going to fight like heck to make sure that we send our Republican Congresswoman Wagner back to D.C. to fight against Pelosi and all this crazy nonsense.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because they announced this week they finally found a person willing to step forward and challenge Ann Wagner, and the Democrats are all excited about the fact that Senator Jill Shoup is going to do that from Creve Coeur. And, you know, I think one reason they're enthused is because Ann's last victory in District 2 was closer than a lot of people would have liked. But there were extenuating factors there. Number one, an off-year election, right? And all of the challenges that the administration was going through then and continues to go through. But in a presidential election year, where turnout is going to be through the roof in a state the president won by, what, 16 points? You've got to believe that Ann Wagner's results are going to be different this time around, by a pretty big margin.
Well, I think they missed their chance. I mean, 2018 was the year, so to speak, that was the blue wave. And you know, the wave, you know, came up close to Wagner, but it didn't get her. I mean, she fought like heck. And a lot of suburban Republicans did lose in 18, but she did not. And she's the hardest working person I know. I mean, she is everywhere. You'll run into her. I've run into her. You'll see her at businesses. You see her at nonprofits. You see her at parades. You see her at schools. Every time I turn around, she is somewhere in the district when she's home. She doesn't take a vacation. She's either in D.C. working or she's here. Funny enough, like about 2 years ago, her staff forced her to take a vacation. They put it on her for 4 days. They made her go out of town for 4 days because she wouldn't take a break. So nobody works harder than her. She truly represents this area. And I think she's going to be fine, but we are going to be here working hard to turn out Republican voters and make sure people know what a great job she's done, because otherwise they're going to, you know, look at the Post-Dispatch and think all kinds of terrible things.
Well, of course, yeah, because you know who they're going to endorse in District 2. So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
And you're right. They haven't
endorsed a Democrat. I mean, I'm sorry, they have not endorsed a Republican. I can't even remember the last time. It's been decades. So people should even pay attention to that. And they were the ones who said, they said that the governor was going to take away our Second Amendment rights. I knew that was wrong. I know Mike Parson. There's no way. And I've had grassroots people contacting me saying, oh, he's got to protect the Second Amendment. And I'm thinking, where is this coming from? But it was a Post-Dispatch article. So as much as people like you and I beat up on it, it still has influence even over hardcore Republicans, they see something in the Post and they assume it's true. And what they really need to do is listen to your show if they want to get the facts about what's going on in the world.
Well, thank you for that endorsement. I appreciate that. You know, we had the governor on yesterday. He was pretty fired up over the fact that his comments on that, he said, were misconstrued. And you know, we had the St. Louis alderman on, Jeffrey Boyd, who's promoting a change to the ordinances here in St. Louis on trying to somehow penalize people under the age of 18 who are walking around with a gun in their pants. And, you know, my point to him was, well, that's already illegal. Well, why do we need, why are we pushing more gun laws on that? And the suggestion that the governor is going to push that statewide, he said yesterday that's not the case. And people just need to understand that.
No, and actually a lot of the issues with criminals with guns are already statutes and federal statutes. And quite honestly, we need a prosecutor in the city that follows up and enforces those laws. So that's a big issue. And I know you've talked about this before on your show. We've already got laws to penalize people who illegally use guns, and taking guns away from law-abiding citizens is not the answer. And I know Mike Parson. I know that he would never propose anything like that. That's just not who he is.
Right.
The one nice thing you can say about, well, there are many things, but if you look at his record, I mean, people can say whatever they want, but look at his voting record. And you can say that about, you know, all politicians, whatever they're saying, go back and look how they voted. And he has a long history of voting in support of the Second Amendment. And you can look at Ann Wagner's record of what she's done. They're going to say all kinds of crazy things about her. But we have the proof because these folks have stood up for us and our rights. And all you got to do is check the record.
It's a great point. Gene Evans, my guest, director of the Missouri Republican Party. And, of course, if you're just now tuning in, you missed the announcement that Kellyanne Conway is going to be the featured speaker at the Lincoln Day dinner down in Springfield coming up in February. They'll have a link on their website there at Missouri.GOP coming up sometime before the end of the year when you can get tickets for that. We'll put up a link on our website as well when that happens. Gene, be sure and let us know.
Oh, sure.
Are you familiar with Sarah Pitlick?
Sarah Pitlick.
Yeah, so I brought this up this morning. I saw the article. She's the newest federal judge approved for the Eastern District of Missouri.
Mary Elizabeth's friend.
Exactly.
Representative Coleman, yes.
Coleman's friend. And I put out a request to try to get her on the show. I don't know if she'll do that or not. I'm hoping she will. If for no other reason than to talk about the process, she was just dragged through. There are a few legal people in this country that have the kind of resume Sarah Pitlick has. Summa cum laude graduate and undergraduate. She's got two or three advanced degrees in addition to a Yale Law School degree. She worked for Judge Kavanaugh. She's worked for several major law firms as a litigator. And yet the American Bar Association said she's not qualified because she's pro-life. I mean, this is a challenge that, you know, the ABA didn't fight a single one of President Obama's nominees. So no. That you see politics creeping into this. This lady was approved yesterday on a straight party line vote. Not a single Democrat voted to let her go on to the federal courts.
It's unbelievable. And I think, you know, it kind of gets overlooked sometimes what a great job the president is doing with the judiciary. But it is, these folks go through hell just to become appointed and to do their jobs. And we haven't seen anything like this before. And bless their hearts. I mean, what if Brett Kavanaugh had just given up? That he went through all kinds of things. And with this, these judges, what they go through with these appointments, but thank goodness they do, because we need them. We need some sanity back in our court systems. I do remember her now that you say her name, and I remember Mary Elizabeth talking about her and what a phenomenal human being she is. So I'm super excited that she did get appointed yesterday. She got approved, and she will be, when does she start? Probably first of the year?
I would assume she'll be sworn in shortly because there's she's filling an existing vacancy. So
okay.
I don't know how long it takes them to get her sworn in. But, you know, again, just an example, they cherry picked one thing she's done in her life. As a student, she started Law Students for Life at her university, and for that reason, they decided she's not qualified to be on the United States Supreme Court, appellate court, I should say.
Yeah, well, I would consider that a plus, you know, but I don't even know why they would allow that to be part of their evaluation. If they want things to be non-political, and I understand abortion is a very divisive issue, that shouldn't be a consideration when they're evaluating these judges. If it is a consideration, then it should be people who protect life, innocent life, should be at the top of the list, yep, in my opinion.
True. And she, on the plus side, she worked for Judge Kavanaugh.
We drank beer, my friends and I, the boys and girls. Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
You know that, that.
I like beer, too.
That Pam Carlin that we talked about, who testified yesterday, she was one of the professors, one of the legal experts helping the Democrats during those Kavanaugh hearings. It just tells you the built-in bias that we saw yesterday. And, Gene, unfortunately, I'm out of time, but I appreciate you coming on. Thanks for telling us about Kellyanne Conway coming to town. And once that link's up on your website, let us know.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.